Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're glad to have you listening. Today's topic is As the Deer. We'll return with a devotional after a brief message from one of our sponsors.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
As the Deer, written and read by Emma Dancy. Psalm 42, verses 1 through 2 says, As the deer pants for the streams of water, so my soul pants for you, my God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When can I go and meet with God? Do you remember being a child coming in from a hot afternoon at recess? Every child was parched and ready to be the one who had the privilege of drinking from the water fountain. When it was finally your turn to step up to the water, the cold refreshment brought relief, instant gratitude, and energized you to get back to class. I remember how wonderful I felt after rehydrating. Or how about when you are outside working hard in the yard or on the beach in the blazing sun and you finally get to your water bottle? We live in a day and society where clean water is freely accessed. We are privileged to have this within our reach. As we think back to biblical times, many would have gathered at wells for water. It took effort and time to retrieve the necessary amount for survival each day. It was a daily discipline to seek out the water. Do you thirst for Jesus like that? The question is challenging. Psalm 42 brings us to the reality that the prayer of the psalmist was to thirst for God. As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, my God. Jesus tells us in John 4 that he is the living water. When we drink from the water that he gives, we will never grow thirsty again. Preacher Wynn shares the roe deer and the fallow deer are common to Israel. The deer is not just casually thirsty for cool, refreshing water. But if the deer is panting, the deer is hot and will overheat if it does not get water to help cool it down. We would expect panting to be taking place after some exertion, a run perhaps away from a hunter. Are you weary today? Have you been pursued by your flesh or the enemy? Does this life have you panting for renewal? Jesus has told us that he is the one whom we need. Our panting, our longing, is for Jesus. When we envision a stream, it is constant. It is strong and flowing. We do not just long for spiritual renewal. We long for the consistency and beauty that is found in Christ. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When can I go and meet with God? Water is not just a want, but water is a need for life. It is widely known that you cannot go more than 3 days without water. As we think about the driest places on earth, such as deserts or peaks of mountain ranges, survival cannot happen there without preparation of some good old H2O. Psalm 63, verse 1 says it beautifully. O God, you are my God. earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh faints for you, as in a dry and weary land where there is no water. In a greater way than the need for physical water, we need God. Our desire to be filled up by the Holy Spirit can often be ignored or delayed. However, Jesus is inviting us. The action is come. The invitation is clear. When we surrender to his call, we seek him and find him. First, we have to recognize our thirst for God. Then we go to meet with him. When I think about a deer going to water, I assume it is for thirst. However, I gained a new perspective from a hunter online. He shares that the deer always go to water when they are thirsty, but they also go to water when they have been wounded south of the diaphragm in the stomach or the guts. God in all things teaches the gut is the raw innards. There's no holding back the truth that comes from the gut, almost as if we're not in control of what it has to say. When I ponder the deer panting for the water, the deer could also be injured. A soul might be in need of healing. The only hope of survival and restoration would be the water. When our soul pants for God, we remember that we were once headed for death, but we came to the only water who could save us. Jesus Christ came to us and for us to be rescued and restored. We can praise him for being our living water. We thirst for him every day. Intersecting Faith and Life. Are you thirsting for the living water? How has your soul longed for Christ lately? Further reading, 2 Chronicles 7 verse 14, Jeremiah 29 13, James 4 verse 8.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app, so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hi, I'm Rebecca Scott. As a servant of God, wife, and mother of four, I understand the juggle of multiple roles and stages. That's why I created the Encourager podcast, to help guide us through the messy middle stage of life. Join me on the Encourager as we challenge the chaos and embrace harmony. Together, we'll create practical systems to balance your roles and fulfill priorities. And we will do it while having joy and energy for both home and work life. Tune in for inspiring stories and interviews, actionable tips, and methods to do both home and work life. Because here, we believe you can do all things, just not all at once.